Today is 6th of October. This is the 100th episode of my podcast. When I started it, I thought that it would be limited to a couple of dozen episodes, but the Russians, realizing that they were unable to capture the whole of Ukraine, would crawl back to the Donbas and Crimea, which they had long occupied, and relative peace would come in the country. Things did not go quite the way I thought at that time. The war turned out to be much longer and much more cruel, the enemy even more inhuman and vile than one could imagine, and the world community turned out to be incredibly amorphous and inert. It feels like my country is face to face with absolute crystallized evil. Absolute evil is not Lucifer with leathery wings behind his back, not the goddess Kali in a necklace of dead heads, not a demon or a fallen angel. Absolute evil had thousands and thousands of faces, young and old, male and female, repulsive and pleasant. Absolute evil sits at the United Nations, where it tells that a neighboring state should not exist. Absolute evil appears in the form of a TV presenter who tells his or her viewers that there are nations worthy only of destruction, and the audience listening to this slowly become absolute evil too. The absolute evil is a soldier who goes to war of conquest, his parents who help him get ready for the journey, his wife who gives him permission to rape women in a foreign land in exchange for a promise to send her a fur coat and a refrigerator stolen in the ruined city. This evil can take form of school teachers who, for an additional $200 or $300 a month, travel to cities occupied by their soldiers to teach the local children to hate. An absolute evil sits in the parliaments and governments of Western countries questioning the need to help those who are faced with genocide and destructive war. Absolute evil publishes columns in respected international media that it is better to negotiate with a murderer and a rapist than to resist him. These millions of faces of absolute evil are scary only when they come together, like a locust. One individual will not cause any harm, but a swarm of locusts is a disaster. I can understand how people in the countries where the evil rules or in the territories occupied by these countries become the locusts. It is easier, safer for them. They do not stand out from the crowd and do not attract too much attention. But what makes people from the free countries play along with this evil? Why do the inhabitants of democratic states take its side? Why did Henry Ford literally fall in love with Hitler and another American millionaire Armand Hammer with Lenin? Okay, these two might have selfish interests. They received excellent business preferences from the Nazis and the commies. But their modern heirs, why do they join evil? This episode was supposed to be dedicated to Elon Musk, who developed the Starlink satellite system. System which helps Ukrainian soldiers at the front exchange operational information with each other, keep in touch with their families, and even send episodes of my podcast to the United States for publication. But then Elon Musk decided to play peacemaker and suggested on his Twitter that Ukrainians should give up part of our territories and refuse to join NATO and European Union. I don't know what prompted him to take this step. I think it's stupidity, but this is a criminal stupidity. Evil cannot be supported neither by deed nor by word. Don't be evil. Don't join the locust mob. Believe in Ukraine. Support Ukraine. Help Ukraine. Be a part of that bright light, which, at the cost of enormous efforts and incredible sacrifices, but still conquers evil. Finishing this episode, I would like to thank my colleagues from the Czech Republic and Portugal who bought me a laptop to replace the burnt one. I have not received it yet, it's only coming to me, but it is already a matter of time. Unfortunately, I still depend on the help of other people, but fortunately, this help continues to come. Thank you.